advancements in the medicine technology since your last one?
It's a lot. My scar now is about this big. My other scar is about that big, right? So that by itself, the atrophy in my muscles is going to be a lot better. You know, there won't be as much. And, you know, my range of motion, I'm telling you, my range of motion is just about as good as my other foot right now. I didn't have that when I did my other one. You know, the strength is still there. My calf is still there. Everything is a lot better than it was the first time. So it's been good.
What are you hearing about whether you can return to the player you were before then, physically?
Oh, there's no question about that. There's no question about that. I'll be fine. You know, I did my left Achilles in college and came back better. Mm-hmm. And you know, I know more. The advancements are better. There's no doubt in my mind I'll be a better player when I come back.
Is there a timetable?
What it is, you know, they always say, what, like 6 to 9 months? But, you know, that puts me in April. 7 months is April, so we'll see. Man, we got time. We got time on our side, and, it's going really well. But there's no real timetable right now. I'm just, each day there's different progressions, and right now it's getting out of this boot, and then getting in the shoe, and then the next progression is 3 months, me being able to run. And we're just taking it step by step.
So the next is getting out of the boot?
Getting out of the boot. I get out of the boot on Christmas Day.
That's a good present.
Yeah, real good present, right?
Can you be on the sideline then too? Because
yeah, hopefully I can be on the sideline this week. I'm trying to, we'll be up there in New York, so hopefully I'll be able to be on there. The big thing is with crutches, right? You don't want somebody who can't move around being able to get hit.
Is there a mental thing with, you were so proud of playing all those snaps last season and proving that you weren't going to get hurt, you know, and then now you're the guy that gets hurt again, you know,
is that what I am, Russ? Tell me how you really feel.
No, but it's, it's out there, you know.
I mean, yeah, man, no, I'm
and there's nothing you can really do about it, right?
You know, to me, it was all a matter of me trying to prove myself too much. You know, I was dealing with my left ankle for weeks, ever since the Giants game, the first Giants game, and it lingered. When I think a couple weeks could have helped me, you know, but it's always easy to look back. It's hindsight, it's 2020. So, I wouldn't change anything, just because it's my personality, it's who I am. All I want to do is be there for my teammates, right? That's all I want to do. Every time I step out there, the biggest goal for me is to know that have my teammates know that I'm their leader and I can be accountable. And so, you know, for me to sit here and say I shouldn't have been out there those weeks, you know, it's hard for me to say that because all I want to do is be out there and play with them. So
it's a big talking point among the teams with the fact that you guys keep winning without you, Peter Scholes. What's it like being on the other side of that, you know, watching the team win and not being able to be out there?
Well, it's tough. It's never easy to go through something like this. This tests your patience. This tests, your character. You learn a lot through these times because it is so difficult. You have to really grind through some hard times, right? You put your head down, and I think your character is really shown through this. But it is a testament to who we have on this team, the character that we have on this team. The coaching staff. The way everybody comes together, this team's special, man. To be able to do that with guys going down left and right, it just shows, I think that's why we are where we're at, because we have that type of character, guys, and it doesn't matter who's out there. We get the mindset done, and we have the mindset we're going to win.
What initially happened? What were your initial? Do you allow yourself a moment of grief?
Absolutely.
Like the five stages of grief before you get given. We know we see you now at this, and you seem fine, but how hard was it initially?
It was tough. It was tough. I would say, when it happened, I knew exactly what happened. I knew it was torn. I've done before. I know my body is gone, right? So going in the locker room, it's hard. It's hard because you know what type of road you have ahead of you. And, I saw my wife, and it's funny because freaking JP walks in, right? A quarter later, And it's like, man, yeah, I'll be all right, this and that. You know, he's trying to lift my spirits. And, you know, the grief set in. And, you know, for the first week or so, it was tough. But, man, there's no time for that. You know what I mean? There's no time to sit here and sulk and worry about it. There's no time to think about what could have been, what is, the situation at hand. Man, all I'm focused on right now is making sure that I'm ready and better next year for my guys. That's all it is. For me, it's about accountability and making sure that I'm good.
Have you had the opportunity to reach out to Carson?
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit. Not much, man. He's obviously it's fresh, and he's going through his deal. Feel bad for him, man. Never want to see it. But, you know, it's another one. It just is what it is. And I know 100% that he's going to be working his tail off every single day, just like all of us are, man. And you guys saw the video. You know his character. You know, he's going to handle it amazingly.
We've heard that you've been around a bunch. What kind of things have you been doing with your teammates, trying to help them as much as you can without being on the field?
Yeah. You're right, Ghost. Yeah, man, I'm just trying to stay in. And obviously I haven't been able to go to away games, so that's kind of been tough. We've been watching the games at home. It's always hard watching the games on TV, man. That's tough. But I present, actually, on Fridays, Blitz Reel, actually. Throughout the week, I study how they handle blitzes, you know, what their personality is. And, you know, just trying to stay involved, man. You know, Schwartz does a great job trying to get me and keep me involved. It's easy to isolate yourself in situations like this. And for him to come up to me and ask me if I wanted to do that was big. And, I try to keep guys' spirits up and share my perspective because you get a different perspective on this side of things. So,
what about the infirmary room? You got a lot of guys in there with you.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Training room.
And now you have Carson.
Infirmary room.
And now you're going to have Carson. Did you guys all push each other?
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. You should see it in there, man. It's competition. It really is. And it's the creature we are, man. We compete. We love to compete. That's why we're here. And, you know, you see Sproles coming back. And JP, man, where you at, dog? And Ghost over there. We got all these knees. Everybody's competing, trying to see who's ahead of the game and who's going to come back quicker. And, you know, it's got special guys here. It doesn't matter the situation, man. Doesn't matter if we're on the field or we're off the field, and we can't be out there, man. We got great guys with great character, and who are always trying to get other people better, care about each other.
When you ruptured your left Achilles, did they tell you that there was a X likelihood about the other one popping eventually?
You know, they it's always a possibility. I don't think they really specified that would happen. Some guys it happens, some guys it doesn't. Some guys tear the same one, you know, it's all luck, based on luck. I guess it's not luck, it's chance. You're not lucky if you tear it, but yeah, I mean, it happens. I wouldn't attest it to me tearing the other one. I would attest it to me having that lingering Achilles or that lingering ankle.
Were you saying that your left ankle was hurting before tearing your right Achilles? Is that what you were saying earlier? So this season, you think it was kind of overcompensating?
Or yeah, I mean,
that's what it was?
I know 100% that, you know, I had an ankle for a couple weeks, and remember I was out of practice and wasn't practicing 100%. And, you know, it messed my calf up, my right calf, and then the next game it was the Achilles. So, you know, you just follow the chain, and it's obviously easy to sit and say, you know, maybe we should have done it this way. But again, man, that's not me. I attack everything 100%. I attack everything with everything I got and with these guys in mind. Not really myself. I really, you know, want to have the respect of these guys and let them know that I'm out there.
So, on the opposite end of the spectrum, Sidney Jones made his way back to the practice field for the first time this week. How did you help him at all in his recovery?
Yeah, I mean, early, you know, he had some questions and wondering, you know, how long it took and this and that. And just small questions that you have when you've never done something like that and you're trying to figure everything out. But, you know, he's handled it well. He's handled it really well. He's showed up to everything with a smile on his face, puts his head down and just works. And so to see him back out there, man, and doing well, feeling well, I just asked him. He just said he's doing great, man. It feels good, confident in it. It's awesome to hear. You know, it's a confidence booster for myself, who had the same injury from the same doctor, got the same surgery from the same doctor. And I'm hearing that he's doing so well.
So, and so just to clarify, 6 to 9 months, that's realistic?
That's the time frame that if you go on Google and you type in Achilles, how long?
I'm talking to you. Yes. That's why
they will say, six to 9 months.
I want to write it. I want to write it from your mouth.
That's from everybody else, man. That's where I get it from.
So that's what you're shooting for, 6 to 9 months?
Yeah, sure. I'm trying to. I compete with myself. My mindset is compete with yourself. And, you know, I think that they should have to hold me back, right? I'm pushing myself every day, trying to just continually work and continually see strides. You know, that's the biggest thing. You're trying to find moral victories every day. The small victories are huge when you're going through something like this. So, I mean, whatever it is what it is. You know, it'll definitely be by next season.
Okay, that's what I was asking. Yeah.
Yeah. There's
before training camp.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Seven puts me in May. 7 months puts me in May. So, well before then.